This is Lori Line. It's the Christmas season, so why not something a little different as we start the best 5 minutes of the day? I Wonder As I Wander, our more typical December music. It's 5 minutes and 9 seconds, so we know if we run over. Jason Cans, good morning.
Good morning.
Merry Christmas.
Likewise. I put on Christmas socks this morning.
Oh, you do? What, they're green or what?
They're green, red, and white, and they have Snoopy on them.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's fun to have fun socks.
Yeah, I cracked them out for the first time today, so.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Do you show those with the people who come in to meet with you?
Sometimes people will ask about them, and then I'll happily show them.
Yeah.
Show them what I'm wearing, yeah.
Nice. I threw it out this morning. I was remembering from my childhood, December 6th, as kind of St. Nicholas Day, and we would somehow get these, you know, it was like some stocking stuffers. And so Rolanda was good enough to respond on the listener line at 715-396-1670. And she said, it's St. Nicholas Day. A tradition is to leave shoes out on the evening of December 5th, and St. Nick would leave small treats in them. A German tradition always celebrated in her childhood home as well. So there you go. My mom was German.
Yeah. I stayed with a good friend of mine one St. Nicholas Day, and we got gifts, and I was like, this is a bonus. Why am I not practicing this at my house?
Exactly. I mean, so your birthdays, and we know how much you love your birthday.
I do. Yeah.
Birthdays and Christmas stand out. So, okay. Hey, I got to ask you. So Wordle, it took me, now again, it's early in the day. They kind of change it every day at midnight. So you five letter word, you get six tries. It took me six tries this morning.
I got it in five, but it took me a much longer time than it normally does. I just sat and stared at the squares for a while, not any idea what to do. And eventually I got there, but my goodness, I don't know if there was some block today that I just couldn't see it. So,
well, and again, people can find, you know, go ahead and play. We encourage people to play. Yep. We are not going to play Wibwordle today, which is the on-air version of that, because we are continuing from Tuesday Trivia. Which I think the question, I'll just let you know, was 43% of us are annoyed by what?
Hmm. That's a good question.
Yeah. We're going to... Yeah. We'll start it off after 7:15. A brother in the Lord from my church was texting me. He's like, what's the call-in number? I think I know. So, you know, we're attracting attention.
Yes, for sure.
All right.
Yeah, it's always fun to hear people respond to that on air. So.
I think we'll give a hint after 7:45. Don't forget, it's day four of our 12 days of bundles. You can win Jason's socks. No, that's not one of the prizes. But anyhow, we've got great prizes, and I can regale you with those later. But I've only got 5 minutes with Jason, so let's move over to Luke chapter 1, 6 through 9 today. What do you say?
Sure, let's do that. It says, Zechariah and Elizabeth were righteous in God's eyes, careful to obey all of the Lord's commandments and regulations. They had no children because Elizabeth was unable to conceive and they were very old. One day, Zechariah was serving God in the temple, for his order was on duty that week. As was the custom of the priests, he was chosen by lot to enter the sanctuary of the Lord and burn incense.
Hmm. All right, and here's how Jason tackles it in his devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, which isn't his own book, by the way. We'll mention his other books because you want to order these in time for Christmas. But here we go. 6 through 9. Zechariah and Elizabeth were careful to live according to the Mosaic law, observing it diligently. Despite their desire for children, I had never made them parents. And by this point, they were well along in years. While Zechariah was taking his turn at fulfilling his priestly duties, he was chosen by lot to enter my temple and offer incense. The casting of lots was used in both the Old and New Testaments to make decisions and determine my will. Thoughts?
Yeah, I guess the whole idea of casting of lots is still an interesting and confusing thing to me, what that actually involved and how they came about that. But I had always heard it was something like playing dice, but I don't really know if that's what it was like. So.
Mm-hmm. The line that stood out to me, and I've already underlined, is I had never made them parents. And here's the thing. You can read the scripture, and sometimes when we're doing the Gospels, there's a fair amount of similarity between what you're reading and what I've got in your devotional commentary.
Right.
But again, because you used your imagination in writing the Letters to the Beloved, the idea of what would God be saying, you get a line like, I had never made them parents.
Right. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, in the NLT, it says they had been unable to conceive.
Mm-hmm.
I think as we look at the Christmas story, God's hand is all over it. And so I think we have to think about that there.
Absolutely. All right, well, we're carrying forward here in Luke chapter 1. Have a fantastic day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good. Talk to you later.
All right, our buddy Jason Cans from jasoncans.com. I knew it was something else I was going to talk about. So he's got a book on poetry called Soil of the Divine. It's got one poem for each one of the Psalms. He's got Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus. It's on John 13 through 17. You can get the actual book, which includes a whole chapter on Trinitarian relating, which is huge, right? I mean, relationship starts not with us, but with the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, that perfect other-centered relating, and that's what we're called to. And then there's a devotional of 129 devotions from John 13 through 17. He walks you through all of it. And then the big devotional commentary. Living in the Larger Story, The Christian Psychology of Larry Crabb. So all of those, Jason Cans, check those out on Amazon. All right, birthdays on our mind, and birthday Bob. We call him that because of days like this. He messages us on the listener line at 715-396-1670, and he says, on this St. Nicholas Day, which is it yesterday, today, I don't know, but a very happy birthday to a dear friend and brother in the Lord, Lance Michaels, the produce manager at Marketplace Foods, Bob says. And Bob writes, please reach out and greet Lance today as you purchase your fresh produce. That's why he's birthday Bob and nobody else is. I'll tell you, with information like that. Thank you, Bob. And happy birthday to Lance Michaels up in the Northland today.
Well, Halvo, we're down to our final few days here of the 60 Ways in 60 Days campaign to benefit Feed My People Food Bank ends this Sunday. And something really pretty incredible happened yesterday afternoon. I wasn't at the desk, but Michelle came and brought back several folded dollar bills and a few coins. And I said, well, what's this for? And maybe you saw this post on our social media. She said, well, there's a little girl who came in and she wanted to give her money from the Tooth Fairy so that other little kids wouldn't go hungry. And I was just thinking about that. It's like, man, I wish sometimes we get into our adulthood and we start thinking, well, why are people in need? And maybe there should be a government program for this, or what did they do to deserve this or something like that? And there's a child who says, if there's other kids who are hungry and I keep hearing on WWIB that my dollar can provide two meals, then I'm going to give my dollars so those kids won't go hungry. I wish we were all simple like that.
No, I was around here that time getting ready to go cover Chahai boys basketball. And Michelle, I'm like, why are you still here? And she's like, well, this little girl came in and she wanted, as you said, give the Tooth Fairy money. And when she showed me this was so real, Caleb. I mean, in terms of, and it did convict me because I'm like, we can hear the ads and hear the ad and the promotions and just kind of slough it off. But her little heart, and I didn't get a chance to meet her either, but it felt like we were living the Bible.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and again, I comment, I wish sometimes we could see the world through the eyes of a child.
Mm-hmm.
That simplicity of, if others don't have and I do have, then I'm going to give so that we both will. And man, that's the heart behind this campaign. It really is. And so thank you so much for those who supported the last few days here. I know the need is just so significant. So if you are able to give, maybe it's give again, maybe it's give for the first time. Thank you so much for supporting Feed My People, for rising up to meet this matching challenge. Again, every dollar provides two meals. We have generous businesses who've partnered with us for the purpose of challenging you to match. Northwestern Insurance Agency in Altoona, Olson Auto on Truex Boulevard, Eau Claire, C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop of Menominee and Days Gone By, Early Learning of Eau Claire have all given toward this year's matching challenge over $5,000. That's 10,000 plus meals for those in need. And they're asking you again to at least double, my prayer is triple, what they've given to Feed My People by this Sunday, December 10th. Maybe you can spare a dollar more. I mean, again, giving up that Tooth Fairy money. I had a friend as well, a listener, say, you know what? I always buy this special themed Christmas welcome mat for about $20 every year. And she said, you know what? I don't need to do that this year. That $20 can be 40 meals. What's something simple you say, hey, I can give that. I can give that. If you're willing to help us, just go to wwib.com/60ways. And please remember to put WIB Matching Challenge in the comments section when you give.
All right. Win It Wednesday, carrying on where Tuesday Trivia left off, Caleb.
Yes, and we have a great prize for you from our friends at C4Gear.com. Former Eau Claire locals James Allen Hall and Whitney Hall. C4Gear.com. Christian clothing created for conversation. They're supplying our prize this morning. They'll give you a $20 code so you can get one of their shirts for free. They'll get free shipping for you as well. Again, phenomenal Christian clothing to start conversations about things that matter. That's the prize, 715-723-2555. The question that we couldn't solve yesterday, Howell, was this. 43% of Americans are annoyed by this. 43% of us find this annoying. What could it be?
You've got the wrong answers.
And these are all the incorrect answers from yesterday. Again, 715-723-2555. Get in the queue to get on the air here. 43% of Americans are annoyed by this. It's not listening to people chew their food. And again, could be a higher percentage on some of these. It's not cell phones. It's not being nagged. It's not when the fork or other utensils scrape the plate. It's not being stuck in traffic, waking up with your alarm clock. It's not commercials. It's not failing to use turn signals. It's not on hold music, someone interrupting them, left lane campers, barking dogs, chewing gum, or clipping your nails in public. It's none of those things. What is it? 715-723-2555. Our first caller on this Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Vic. I'm calling from Fall Creek.
All right, Vic from Fall Creek. What do you think?
Spell checker.
Is it spell checker? Now, is that like on Microsoft Word or your email, or is that people who are spell checkers?
On the phone.
Okay.
Isn't it interesting when you know something it should be this way and they insist it shouldn't, a name or something? It's funny.
Is that what we are
looking for? Well, yeah, it's kind of an insult, I think, but okay.
All right. Thank you, Vic. Is that what we are looking for? Is it spell checker?
It is not.
It is not. All right. Thank you, Vic. Call us back. 715-723-2555. Appreciate the call from Cricket Country there. Call us back. 715-723-2555. 43% of Americans find this annoying. Find what annoying?
Uh-huh. There may be a hint forthcoming next half hour, but we thought maybe you had the night to sleep on
it. Yes. Maybe it kept you awake at night. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Dave. I'm calling from Fall Creek.
All right. Two from Fall Creek. Dave, what do you think?
Toilet seat left up.
One more time.
The toilet seat left up?
Oh, the toilet seat left up. So the women of America are just like...
Well, we said just women. It might be higher than 43%. Yeah.
Is that what we're looking for?
That's why I said it.
Oh, Dave, it's not. Thank you. Call us back, 715-723-2555.
And it's not the toothpaste deal either.
It's not. We're adding another one. Good morning, WWIB. What do you think?
Is it the use of bad grammar?
Is it the use of bad grammar? Are 43% of us, what do they call it on social media, grammar Nazis? 43% of Americans are annoyed by bad grammar. Is that it? It is not. Thank you. We can take two more guesses here. 715-723-2555. Good morning. What is your name? Where are you calling from on this fine Win It Wednesday?
It's Jen from Barron.
Hey, Jen. What do you think?
And having Christmas decorations up before Halloween.
Oh, before a very specific. Let's just make this broad. Christmas decorations put up too early.
Okay, we'll go with it.
Yeah, we're helping you out there, but not what we're looking for. Jen, call us back if you can get through. 715-723-2555. Last guess here before we push this off 20 minutes. Good morning, WWIB. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Michael from Eau Claire.
All right, Michael, what do you think?
Is it Christmas songs?
Is it Christmas songs in general? Better not be, because we're going to be playing more shortly. But is it Christmas songs? And again, good guess, Michael. Is it Christmas songs just in general? 43% of Americans say, nah, not for me. It's not.
We don't have that many Scrooges in the country.
Hopefully not. Thank you, Michael. We'll give this a shot again, Win It Wednesday, with a clue in about 20 minutes.
Win It Wednesday. Continuing on where Tuesday Trivia started us here on WWIB.
And also, you mentioned there's a couple tidbits, maybe two, just from the news desk. I don't know if that's coming top of the hour. You want to mention those now?
No, yeah, for sure. Norman Lear, the television writer and producer, introduced a political and social commentary into situation comedy with All in the Family and other shows. has died at the age of 101. And on a brighter note, Taylor Swift named Time Magazine's 2023 Person of the Year.
Man, how often does the Person of the Year come to a game at Lambeau Field just before? That's probably what pushed her over the edge.
Yeah, some pretty kind words said by Time Editor-in-Chief Sam Jacobs said there's so much that's depressing and negative, and Taylor Swift representing some light and some hope and some positivity in the world. So there you go.
There you go. Well, we're trying to add some light, hope, and positivity to your life with Win It Wednesday from Tuesday Trivia. If you can win this, we're going to give you a chance to get a free shirt from C4Gear.com, Christian clothing created for conversation. And we are expanding the question a bit to give a clue here, Howell. So what we've said is 43% of Americans are annoyed by this. 43% of Americans find this annoying. We're expanding the question, giving an extra word or two here to help.
We're going to say 43% of Americans call this experience annoying. This experience, what is it?
All right, what experience? 43% of Americans are annoyed by this experience, find this experience annoying. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. For your chance to win that free shirt from C4Gear.com. They'll give you free shipping as well as that coupon code. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Finley from Chippewa Falls.
And what do you think?
Putting the toilet paper on backwards.
Putting the toilet paper on backwards. I'm not going to buzz that. It's not what we're looking for. But yes, that is so frustrating because there's a way that it should be done. It's science.
I know.
But it's not what we're looking for. Buddy, call us back, would you please? 715-723-2555. But it's not putting the toilet paper on backwards.
Funny.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sherry from Bloomer.
Hey, Sherry.
Hey, Sherry. What do you think?
I'm going to guess when you have set up the time to meet someone and they always are late.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The folks who are perpetually tardy. Is that what we are looking for? Are 43% of Americans annoyed by that experience? No. Thank you, Sherry. Call us back. 715-723-2555.
You know, even as we give that hint, there's another hint that's wanting to get out of my mouth, but I'm trying to hold it back here.
43% of Americans find this experience annoying. The WIB Wake Up Show, Win It Wednesday. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jody Welchcott from Oliva.
Hi, Jody.
What do you think, Jody?
When you get funneled into those self-checkout lanes, because there's only one other cashier in the whole store.
Oh, goodness. And again, so many of these are coming from personal experience.
Yep.
It's just great. Again, we're trying not to trend negative, but you have to draw from personal experience, right? Is that what we are looking for? Is it just kind of self-checkout complaints in general? It's not.
Sorry, Jody. The WIB Wake Up Show, Win It Wednesday, and people like Michelle, who's with us after Focus on the Family at 9:30. I heard her as I came in saying, I want to know the answer.
Want to get this figured out? We want to get this figured out, too, and get, again, a free Christian shirt from C4Gear.com into somebody's hands. They're blessing somebody with a coupon code for a free shirt and free shipping as well, too. Again, C4, that's Christian clothing created for conversation, C4Gear.com. That's our prize this morning. The number to call, 715-723-2555. We added a word to the question last time.
Yep.
And we're feeling generous, so we're going to do it again.
But I'll tell you what. I'm going to tell you right now before I give this. This is your final clue. This is your final clue. All right. Last hour, we said 43% of Americans call this experience annoying. I'm going to add a word. 43% of Americans call this annual experience annoying. That's it.
All right, 43% of us are annoyed by this annual experience. What annual experience? 43% of Americans find this annual experience annoying. Time to guess.
Final hit.
715-723-2555. You have been warned, but we think you can do this.
Uh-huh.
We think you can do this. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555 for your chance to win that shirt from C4Gear.com. I think they have some hoodies, too, but the T-shirts are great. They have sizes for kids and adults. Let's see if we've got our first caller here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sherry from Bloomer.
All right, Sherry. 43% of Americans find what annual experience annoying?
Doing their taxes.
Doing their... Wow.
Great guess.
Like it's got to be more than 43%. Sorry, I have a buzz. I'm sorry, Sherry. But, man... Yeah, I feel like that should be even a higher amount.
Sherry has been a frequent winner on Win It Wednesdays in the past.
715-723-2555. Let's see who else has a guess. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Sue Eau Claire.
Hey, Sue.
Hi. Waiting in a checkout line in the Christmas shopping.
waiting in a checkout line and Christmas shopping, this annual experience, is that what we are looking for? No. Sue, thank you. 715-723-2555. Call back. 723-2555. Let's go to this line. Good morning. Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Diane from Downsville.
Hey, Diane. Man, I don't know that we've heard from Downsville. That's awesome. All right, Diane from Downsville. We love the alliteration, of course. What do you think?
I'm going to say the annual company Christmas party.
Oh,
that's a great guess,
yes,
too.
Yes. Is it that 43% of Americans annoyed by this annual experience? Is it the annual company Christmas, or they might call it a holiday party? Is it that? It is not. Thank you, Diane.
Boy, she was thinking really well
there. Good thought. 715-723-2555. We have time for two more guesses here. I think we can fit in. Good morning, WWIB.
Hi, I have a guess.
Okay.
And I'm Marianne from Bloomer.
All right, Marianne, what do you think?
I think it's everybody's annual physical.
Oh. and I mean, man, you get over 50 for the guys, too, and then, you know, you start thinking about other things that you have to have done. Man.
Yep.
Is it I don't know anybody who likes that.
Yeah. Is it the annual physical? Marianne from Bloomer,
great guess.
I mean, Thank you. That's the thing. You know, it's like, no, right. I haven't. I know what this is.
I know. Starting with Vic this morning, I thought he felt like he had the right answer ever since. So we've had a lot of great guesses.
One more guess, or we'll push it off another 20 minutes. Good morning. You're the final hope for before 8:30. 43% of Americans find this annual experience annoying. What is it? And first, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Caroline from Rice Lake again.
Right. Caroline, what do you think?
My final guess here is renewing your license plate.
Renewing your license plate. I find that annoying as well. I think we're twinsies in that.
I think it's the money part.
Yeah, too. It's like there's a wheel tax.
Yeah, right.
Why are there still so many potholes on the road? Yeah. Anyway, not to elaborate. Is that what we're looking for? It is not. Thank you, Caroline, for trying. We're gonna try this again, friends. We're gonna get this. 43% of Americans find what annual experience annoying.
And a quote from Will Rogers catching my attention this morning, Caleb, in line with that, where he said, and this is probably, you know, close to 100 years ago, he said, 10 men in the country could buy the world and 10 million can't buy enough to eat. And how sad it is that was probably true then and it's true today.
Yeah, but we can do something about it. Thank you so much for your support of Feed My People Food Bank, serving 14 counties in the WIB listing area. Deadline is this Sunday for our campaign for them, WWIB.com/60ways. Well, we're giving you one final shot. Win It Wednesday. We've given you the final clue, but who can solve this? 715-723-2555.
Yeah, in case you missed it earlier this morning, gave a hint around 745, another at 815. We've called it the final clue. The unsolvable question over the last 2 days, which has become a little more doable, is this. 43% of Americans call this annual experience annoying. We've added the word annual and experience. 43% of Americans call this annual experience annoying. What is it?
715-723-2555, 723-2555. What do 43% of Americans find annoying? An annual experience. 715-723-2555. Otherwise, this becomes Try It Again Thursday tomorrow. Want to give you a gift from C4Gear.com, Christian clothing created for conversation, a free shirt with free shipping. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jody Wolfkoff, calling back. How about putting the annoying Christmas tree strand lights on the tree?
There you go. Is that what we're looking for? It's not. Thank you, Jody. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Sherry from Osseo Fairchild. How are you fellas this morning?
Good. We're doing well. What do you think, Sherry?
I think it's renew your health insurance.
Renew your health insurance. That's why you go to Allie Rudd Financial Services. Is that what we're looking for? It is not. Thank you. 715-723-2555. Again, abbreviated here, but we've got time for a couple more. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Tammy from Durand.
Tammy, 43% of Americans annoyed by this annual experience. What do you think?
Black Friday.
Is it Black Friday? And all that goes with it. Is it Black Friday shopping?
It is. Tammy, you got it. Woo-hoo. You ended it on Win It Wednesday.
Well done. Yes, 43% of Americans annoyed by Black Black Friday shopping. Are you part of that 43%, Tammy?
Yes, I have never done Black Friday shopping.
Well, there you go. Well, congratulations. We'll get some more information from you in email so we can send this code to you. Yes, we solved it. Congratulations, Tammy. So no one else has to go away from this saying, what in the world is the answer to that?